You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Written instructions are clearly written down, and oral instructions are clearly spoken, which leaves us with the question of what verbal instructions are.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
And I'll admit, I remember back in high school when everyone was taking the SAT, I didn't understand what was meant by the verbal score. I thought, oh, is that the part of the exam where they talk? Because I didn't take the SAT, so I didn't know.
Oh, I love that, where you're thinking, but it's still written down, so why is it verbal?
And they always yell at you if you make any noise during the test.
That perfectly captures the issue with verbal, which is this about language that is spoken out loud, or is it just about words? I got interested in this. Well, I've thought about it for a long time because I will admit that I am someone who has corrected or at least offered as an alternative when I'm copy editing. When someone says verbal to mean oral, I will underline it and over it I will write oral. I was going to write a blog post about this a couple of months ago because I thought, you know, should I just give this one up? There are so many people using verbal to mean oral. Should I stop offering oral as an alternative, much the way I have stopped correcting hone in on and writing home in on, as we talked about last week? I thought, I'll write a blog post about this. So I started looking into it. I go to the American Heritage Dictionary, Merriam-Webster, and I discover that in both of those dictionaries, they define verbal as spoken out loud rather than written as a completely standard definition. And I thought, oh, it's not that this is change in progress and I need to accept change in progress. This is change that's already happened. And I've just been obnoxious for a long time.
So when did it happen?
It happened a long time ago. I go to the Oxford English Dictionary. It turns out that verbal has meant oral since 1617.
Wow, you weren't kidding.
If we think about the word, so verbal originally, when it comes into the language, means associated with words. That can be either written or oral. It comes into the language from French in the 15th century. But by the 17th century, it's being used to mean oral. That continues to this day. And just persnickety people like me were making a fuss about that. Now, I'm not alone. There are other people who say you should keep oral as the contrast with written, and verbal covers both. But really, most people aren't. I check Brian Garner. He says this change has pretty much happened. And his concern is that people are hesitant to use the word oral because it has sexual connotations.
Yeah, it's making me giggle.
And he says, all of you who want to giggle should just get over it because we talk about something being an oral contract. We talk about oral surgery. Just get over it. The word is fine. Now, I started thinking about then the verb verbalize. What does that mean for you?
When I think verbalize, I think you're going to say it out loud.
And I think I do too. When you look in standard dictionaries, it will say that it's just to express in words, which would suggest that it's written or oral. I think often, though, I mean, I can't verbalize it. I can't actually get it out of my mouth. I can't speak it. I went to look at how people are actually using it, and it's hard to tell because when they say something like, she had trouble verbalizing it, and the context is spoken, do they mean she has just trouble putting it into words or trouble putting it into spoken words? It's very hard to know. But I think verbalize has some of the same issues that verbal does.
Well, Ann, allow me to verbalize my hope that you have a good Sunday.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.